Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1, hey, and we're back. So, great feedback from the show yesterday. If you guys are not listening to our podcast every single day, you can certainly do so by finding us on iTunes or on Stitcher or over on our main website, timandjulieharris.com, which you guys should all be discovering. The site itself, we really do spend a lot of time and effort. Our staff does putting the latest real estate headlines on there. Julie and I don't always cover all of them on this podcast, but as I'm looking on the front page of our website now, timandjulieharris.com, I mean, the headlines are, you know, FHA moves to limit servicers advanced only 4 months of loan forbearance payments, weekly mortgage demand stalls, banks earn $10 billion in fees for handing out small business loans, which I thought was amazing. Fannie and Freddie to buy loans and mortgage bailout program. And, you know, what we're going to be telling you guys about today is stuff that is from the news this morning. So here's the thing. And I was thinking about this, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are trying to sort of create an analogy for what this time is in people's lives, mm-hmm. as far as essentially crossing a bridge from an old world to a new world. Right. But I think that was kind of a lame analogy, if you want to know the truth. So what would be a better analogy would be, and this is maybe sounding a little bit soft and cuddly for our normal podcast content. Julie just gave
wait a minute, I have more caffeine here.
Julie just gave me a glance.
All right, hey, lay it on me.
You're not supposed to laugh at me.
Sorry.
I'm trying to expand my
palate. You said soft and cuddly.
I'm trying to expand my palate of presentation.
This is being recorded.
Skills. All right. Okay, so what about, like, doesn't this feel a little bit like it's like a rebirth, right?
Yeah.
It's a rebirth for the country in a lot of ways. It's a rebirth for communities. It's a rebirth for people.
Sure.
But doesn't it feel a little bit like, almost like a something's going to be, you know, like a butterfly coming out of
the
chrysalis.
Phoenix from the flame,
or,
basically.
Well, the chrysalis and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
that's kind of an interesting...
I think of it, I don't have the exact phrase yet. I think we're both working on the best way to put that. We had talked about the lodgepole pine cone, you know, needing to be under flame in order for it to grow. But we'll come up with some analogies here. But I feel like it's almost, for the listing side, it seems like the purification of listings, that the only people doing anything are the have-to-sell sellers, which are our favorites anyway, we've talked about. I think for agents, it's the purification of their mindset and the removal of all of the fluff and all of the crap that you thought was important, which really absolutely doesn't matter now. It matters that you help people and that you lead them.
And you have the skill set to do both, right?
Right?
I mean, you have
exactly.
to have the skill set.
But it's the removal of things that don't matter, whether that's, you know, stuff you used to do in your old routine when you could be out more that really doesn't matter when you get down to the end of the day and you're spending more time with your family. And, you know, I just think that it's a major shift of so many different things.
But what's fascinating to me is we're all being forced through the same experience.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, everyone's experience is different depending on, you know, what house they're locked in, what their family's like, and what their mindset's like, what their skill set's like.
How many children they're having to educate on their own.
That's right, what their finances are like. But I was really trying to think on this. It's like, when has there ever been a time in human history where everyone was sort of forced in the same...
It's a collective experience, really.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It really is.
I mean,
is.
Maybe the Depression, maybe, I mean, you've interviewed a lot of different military guys that sort of have that brotherhood of having gone through some major stress and training together.
That's what I'm trying to work through and how to express it. But so, like, what has to happen for you guys to come out on the other side of this as a butterfly? You know,
there's a good question.
Well, but that's really that's where I was going with my thinking. Mm-hmm. And the only answer is if you think about what the other side is. So it's like hard to define what that even looks like. And that's the reason Julie and I have been giving you guys permission to detach yourself from what you thought was normal before, because the reality of it is that the new normal is abnormal, and it's going to feel that way until there's even a vaccine, or frankly, just some sort of, you know, maybe they don't even ever have a vaccine for this virus. Maybe what they end up having essentially is just some sort of
a treatment.
Who knows? But until there's something like that, everything is going to feel skittish. Everyone's going to be on, essentially an emotional edge until they build up the calluses, until they've sort of grown through the necessary things so that they can essentially come out on the other side as something different. The problem is that, and this is what I sense and I fear sometimes when talking with people and reading things, is so many people are in this stage of realizing maybe that they're having to change, but they're resisting the change. They're resisting actually trying to, you know, the world is trying to evolve all of us, grow us into something else that maybe we didn't even want to be or thought we needed to be. But evidently, it's not up to us. And, right. And that's the weird thing and the kind of a cool, amazing thing about this shared experience. Everyone's sort of going through this time of uncertainty. And, you know, all of us are being forced to detach ourselves from this maybe fake feeling of security that we've all sort of enjoyed for a long period of time as we push forward. And for me, if I'm being completely honest, I feel like we're all being prepared for something that's next. I think this is all essentially where we're supposed to be pushing our way through this growth curve, and we're supposed to be evolving into something that's next. And I know some of you guys are going off on the deep ends as far as your, you know, politics and far as all this other stuff. The thing I would definitely caution you against is having any sort of association with any particular group. I mean, honestly, guys, there's going to be, in times of stress like this, in times of change like this, what people have a tendency to do is they tribe up. And what happens is when you join a specific tribe or people that have a sort of shared mindset about something, you have to more or less adopt all their other little idiosyncratic beliefs, or you're not really part of their tribe. And that's not a really smart way to be right now. You need to be your own tribe with your family. You need to be your own tribe, maybe with, you know, the folks that you work with as far as your centers of influence and past clients and that sort of thing. But beyond that, guys, the whole thing is just sort of insidious, and it's going to prevent you from moving forward emotionally. And I mean, you have to realize that in a time like this, it's okay not knowing. You have to realize in a time like this, nobody knows. And anyone who's telling you that they know, they're wrong, and they're probably dangerous, because the problem with saying you know is then it's almost impossible to say you are wrong, and most of these people will never say they're wrong. So then all of a sudden you basically are, you know, meandering off into the wrong direction as far as what you should be doing with your life. Does this make sense, Julie?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And nobody knows. That's part of the consternation. But I think that maybe we're rounding the bend on embracing the transformation and looking for the good in this, and really, you know, yes, it's being forced upon you, but it's all about how you look at it, right? So maybe you're being forced to use technology. I've heard that a lot from agents lately. Remember that, what is the average age of agents is still like late 50s, I think. So there's a lot of people that are having to adapt if they're not going to retire. So yeah, it was forced upon you, but let's run with it.
And
I think it's
so
awesome.
In this new market, guys, what is clear, and Julie we've had a bunch of coaching calls. Julie's had more than me today. What's clear is that you're going to have your skills really nailed down. This is going to be a skills-based market. We're hearing lots of people, you know, that's interesting, frankly, sort of the predictions coming out of the minds of really, really smart people, our world leaders in a way, trying to see what they're going to expect to have happen. And it's awesome hearing some of these people that are, again, the world leaders, not just the politicians, frankly, I don't really listen to them that much, but some of the brightest minds in science and especially in business. And they're all saying, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen next. We don't know how this thing sorts itself out for next year. But we all can sort of agree that there is no return to what was, that everything that's coming is going to be completely different. And if you can just accept that and open your mind to it, then the stress goes away. See, that's the thing. Some of you guys are holding on to this, you know, the soul-destroying stress of trying and hoping and begging and praying for things to go back to normal. And you're, again, in your minds, you're then starting to see, well, that thought or that thing that Tim is talking about right now does or doesn't agree with my preconceived notions of how I want the world to be. That's not the way to think. You have to open your mind to maybe things you wouldn't have opened your mind before. For example, I mean, some of you guys, this is real basic sales skill stuff, but it really does get to the heart of it. How many of you guys are actually ready to finally pick up the phone and learn how to prospect expired and for sale by owner listings? How many of you guys are actually going to proactively learn, you know, learn how to proactively lead generate? That's what we teach in our coaching program. And this is an incredibly powerful, relevant thing to know now, because if you want to know where the single best opportunity is going to be in real estate over the rest of this year, and frankly, unfortunately, probably until there is an actual vaccine for this virus, it's going to be working expired listings.
They're already increasing. I talked to all of our hair certified coaches this morning. Every one of them is reporting more expired, significantly more expireds. Now, are some of them going to give up and take a break and not want to relist? Of course, but it's not all of them, and you only need a few of them.
And those are called unmotivated sellers.
Right.
So the sellers that take their houses off the market, we're not half to sell sellers anyway. So you're purging all the unmotivated sellers out. And so we teach you guys, this is what we've done for decades. We teach you how to proactively lead generate. We're perhaps, I say this with as much humility as I can, we're perhaps the best in the marketplace teaching guys how to proactively go after the best, most qualified seller lead sources that there are out there. We're not big advocates, even in the best of times, of doing anything passive, because anything passive isn't going to, you know, essentially ensure that you can determine when you're getting paid. You know, Julie, you ran a little, you had a little mind, a question on the certified coach call today.
So the challenge was you have to take a listing by the end of the day Monday. Okay, so today's Thursday. You have the weekend. How are you going to do it? And almost all of them went to expired. So there's a little discussion of past clients, center of influence, contact. Of course, that's something that they do regularly. But if you have to take a listing by the end of the day Monday, it's always expireds. And that's how we got the information that they're increasing. Some people said that they would go to their lead follow-up. You know, the people that they've been basically hunting down for a while. But by and large, it was expireds, withdrawns, temporarily off the market. A couple people were talking to builders. I think that's wise. And then, of course, for sale by owners, you guys love to complain about no phone numbers. For sale by owners and the for rent by owners, the phone number's right there. So here's the thing. The things that you have to do in a market like this are the things you should be doing all the time.
That's right. And so focusing on what we're telling you here, guys, and understanding if you're going to come out on the other side of this, whenever that is, undefined, and whatever that looks like, undefined, right? But if you're going to succeed in this new market, you're going to have to do it off your skill set. That is what's going to absolutely be necessary. And I think, frankly, a lot of you are ready for that message. You know it's true. You know this is the way forward for you. So what's holding you up? Why are you delaying? What are you waiting for? Realistically, what's going to happen with most humans, and this is how people act, is they don't make change until the perceived pain of the change that they, you know, should be making is of not making it is greater than the feeling that they'll have from having made it. So, you know, that's really the bottom line. If you perceive right now the change of learning how to pick up the phone and call expireds, for example, is some sort of insurmountable huge amount of effort and pain, you're not going to do it until your back is against the wall. All the government, you know, lifeline programs have run their course and you're out of money. Then you're gonna find picking up the phone to be something you realize you should have been doing all the way along. But it's too late then. And that's how most people react. That's how most people behave.
Well, that's absolutely true. And it makes me sad to know that there are some of our listeners who are going to be in that category of having taken too long. Some of you have already taken too long to apply for your PPP, for example. That's just one example. But here's what happens when you continuously avoid picking up the phone. It becomes harder and harder. It becomes this big mindset mess that you've created for yourself. And then when you finally have to do it, because you've either run out of money or you didn't apply for the things that would have helped you, or your spouse loses their job, you guys are now in a have-to situation yourselves. Now it's panic attack time, and some of you will finally pick up the phone. The problem that happens that we see in coaching is when you're in that zone and you're financially panicked, you don't do as good of a job on the phone. You don't really pre-qualify. You'll work with anybody because you're desperate at that point.
So here's the kind of going back to where my mind was working on this. Yep. And I'm even going to tell you where I came up with this idea.
Yep.
Now I sound really syrupy, but I dreamed about this last night.
I believe you.
I really did. Well, yeah. I mean, it's getting a little nuts. We need to, you know, Groundhog Day every day. I'm sure everyone understands.
Maybe we need to do 2 6-mile walks a day.
Yeah, maybe we need to walk 12 miles.
Right?
Well, no, I was realizing that in this sort of, I don't remember the science, I wasn't the earth science nerd like you, so I don't remember all the words.
I don't know.
But when the thing is becoming a butterfly, it goes to
the
chrysalis stage and all that, the different stages.
Sure.
I remember from like
the developmental stages.
Exactly. And so what I realized was, and what these guys seem to understand, is that's the nature of life, right? We're always becoming something. It's just a function of whether what we're becoming is better or worse than what we are.
And whether you're being intentional about it.
And but here's the thing that really sort of got my mind working last night, and I really couldn't sleep. Sorry if I kept you up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's I did, okay. Didn't I?
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. Now well, I know why.
Well, it's because what I got my brain working on was realizing that in this stage, as you know, one thing's becoming the other. We're all forced to be in this stage at the same time. We're all forced to be in this sort of lockdown, weird, bizarre, parallel universe, new normals, abnormal world. This is the perfect time for you to learn those skill sets. This is the perfect time for you actually to be getting your education on.
Well, and you'll actually be rewarded more because the people who need you on a whole different level.
That's right.
It's totally different than when you're in a hot seller's market. And somebody lists with you because you're buddies, right? Because they figure even if you half screw it up, the house is going to sell itself. Even if you're over by, 10% in value, probably the market will save your butt. It doesn't matter so much.
That's right.
Also the reason why, they beat you up on commission sometimes because they figure you're not doing that much work. So now you are not just earning your keep, but will be very appreciated. And I have to remember, Tim, back in our careers when we did short sales even unrelated to a recession just because of the nature of the market, and because it wasn't appreciating crazy, our most loyal clients were always short sales and for sale by owners. Like
for
the least, the categories you would least suspect. Why? Because they desperately needed our help.
We haven't sold real estate. How many years? I don't even know.
Like 111 in elder years.
We still have, and I was just remembering one that we recently got. They were a FSBO that
you're
we converted.
Kevin.
Yeah. And they still send us referrals. They know we live in Puerto Rico.
We've been friends for decades now.
We refer their business. But see, that's the point of it is, guys, is if you want certainty in your life, which all of you do, you got to do the things that are essentially have the highest probability of getting you paid the fastest. And those are the things we teach you in the coaching program. That's the reason, guys. Look, we have elements of our coaching program that talk about social networking. There's elements of the coaching they're called spokes in the wheel, right? So if you guys can visualize a wheel with a bunch of spokes, right? The more spokes, the stronger the wheel. The ideal wheel has 7 spokes in our business model. If you guys have read our best-selling book, Harris Rules, you'll know what I'm talking about. The spokes we want you to put on first are the proactive lead generation spokes. Those are the ones that matter the most. That's the reason we teach you to do the hardest stuff first. And then after time, if you eventually have, when you do have a business that's consistent with regards to proactive lead generation and you have a certain number of listings at all times, all the things we coach you guys to do, at that point, if you want to add the fluffery like social networking and branding and all that, you can. But what you've been led to believe, and it's not true, is that you need to brand yourself. You need to do all this other stuff before you can really focus in on becoming a listing agent. Matter of fact, it's worse than that. You've been led to believe that you have to do those things or the market won't take you seriously, and you won't even ever be able to become a listing agent. And those things are just lies. They're just not true. And they'll never be true. And some of you have finally realized that. And those of you who haven't, I'm giving you permission to trust your intuition about this and move forward and just focus all your best energies on becoming a skill-based agent. You're going to thrive in this market. And this market, guys, is in the launching stage for at least the next probably year. I mean, you're going to be in this learning stage for the next year. Doesn't it make sense for you guys to align yourself with the thing that's going to get you to the education the quickest? And Julie's rushing off to PC. So those of you who are in Premier Coaching, make sure you attend Julie's daily semi-private coaching call.
Or else.
So listen, we weren't planning on talking to you about this, but I had to sort of get this thought out of my mind. Hopefully it resonates with most of you. You understand where I'm coming from in all this. And I know some of you, it doesn't. You aren't ready for the message. You're not ready to listen that life is all about doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And I'm sorry for you because unfortunately, essentially delaying the acceptance of that is probably going to cause you and your family some serious hardship. Stop believing that there's going to be any sort of snapback in the market. Now, I do believe that you're going to see spikes, and I do believe you're going to see positive signs. I do believe you're going to see pent-up buyer demand. I do believe you're going to see sellers that have to sell that have kept their houses off the market. All that stuff is going to come back to the market, and it's going to feel really good for all of you. It is. It's fantastic. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, right? But the reality of it is that until unemployment continues to climb, until some of these unfortunate things that have happened in the overall economy are fixed, which is not going to happen anytime soon, It's unfortunately we're in a long-term economic cycle that could last, you know, 2-3 years. And in this time, and it's look, you'll get through it. You will absolutely power through this, provided you know what to do and how to do it. That always goes back to the skills approach to real estate and not the fluffery approach to real estate. So we strongly encourage you to at least consider becoming one of our coaching members. And here's the thing. We have actually arranged with a lender. Now, I don't remember the exact terms. I don't have it all in front of me. But here's the deal. You can actually join our coaching program. It's essentially it's 6 months with another 6 months for free. So it's a year-long coaching program. And you get a daily semi-private coaching call. You get all the scripts, all the objection handlers, the pre-listing pack. You get the complete BPO system, the short sale system, the REO system. And by the way, short sales and ASD is the ASD designation. Some of you guys have heard of that. An RSD, so it's accredited short sale designation and accredited REO designation. So you get all those included with this. You get access to our private members Facebook page, the whole thing. And we're working with a lender that allow you to get into this coaching program for around $100 a month. So they're going to finance you. There's no interest if the whole thing is paid off in 181 days. The you know, all these things. You guys need to seriously consider this. This is the easiest, truest, quickest path for you guys to essentially get on the other side of this of what you would really hoped you'd be. You know, that's really what we're trying to express on this podcast every single day. We always want to provide education. We always want to provide motivation. We always want to get you guys into action. But don't forget, we are business owners too. So we understand and feel what you're feeling. And this market, what this whole economy, everything we're going through right now, our business was made for this. Literally, we were absolutely designed, and everything Julie and I do and say was designed for this market. So if you want to have almost an unfair advantage as every other agent looks for what to do next, and they're waiting for somebody else to tell them, and they're trying to Instagram and TikTok their way to, you know, figuring out where my leads are, and at all these things, and as they're struggling, you should tell them to listen to our podcast. You should try to help them. You should absolutely reach out to them because they're part of your and our extended community as well. We're all part of the same sort of dysfunctional family, aren't we? You know, real estate people. But you have to put your own mask on first, and you need to be taking urgent action about seriously considering becoming one of our coaching students. The easiest way for you to do that is text the word education to 31996. That's it, education to 31996. And when you do that, what happens is we tag those, and those go immediately to our new member coaches, and they'll call you right back, and they'll get you in the coaching program. Look, guys, you can join today. You have no money up front, no payment for the first 30 days. It's not based on credit. It's not based on work history. Every single one of you want to be in the coaching program, you can be in the coaching program. Just text the word education to 31996. Do that ASAP, and we'll give you guys priority when joining. We generally speaking have to limit the number of people that we have join our coaching program every month. And the reason is because every single one of you get immediate personalized attention. You get a call from one of our onboarding crew. You then basically are exactly told how to use all the resources that you've essentially just joined. You then are given information on how to join the daily semi-private coaching calls. All of this, it all happens on a very personal level. That's how we've designed our business. So please seriously consider becoming one of our coaching members. Just text the word education to 31996. In the meantime, we will get back to news and all the other headlines and things like that. We had a bunch of stuff we wanted to share with you guys. It's all on our main website, timandjulieharris.com. One thing I will make sure, you know, I want you guys all to be making sure you're absolutely doing the PPP application. They have essentially refunded that program as of yesterday or as of today. And we have discovered, and we posted this on the website, that the quickest way, it seems like the quickest way to get a PPP loan is through PayPal of all sources, and you don't need to actually have a relationship with them, and it's all online. And Julie and I looked at it last night, and it definitely seems to be the most organized. So definitely consider if you're looking to, if you've not been given a PPP loan, which then for most of you will become a grant, the move is to apply to at least 3 different lenders. And so we're suggesting now maybe even throw a 4th on if you've already done 3 and make that one PayPal. And they seem to have an online process that's a little bit more efficient than what most banks are doing, okay? So we'll continue to support you guys. We really appreciate the fact that you're continuing to make this the number one listen to daily podcast for real estate folks. hopefully today's show wasn't a little bit too soft and cuddly for all of you. I was just trying to be really transparent with where our minds are at. When Julie and I go on our 6-mile walks every day, we're always asking ourselves whether or not we're saying things in such a way that's going to make it through everyone's egos in such a way that they'll be receptive to it and take action on what we're saying. We're sure what we're asking you guys to do is going to be the thing that's going to make it so that you all can succeed in this new market and frankly profit from the changes that are coming. And we are genuinely fearful for those of you who have procrastinate and you wait too long. And that's what we're always asking ourselves. You know, were we too aggressive? Were we aggressive enough? Did we say this in such a way that, you know, we can get through the thickest of, you know, egos out there so they can at least have an opportunity to listen to what we're trying to say? Because what we're trying to say just makes sense, guys. It's just basic common sense that if you want to learn how to make a lot of money, you have to learn how to help a lot of people. And what we teach you how to do is just that. God bless all of you. Have a great day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.